The Daily News article audio. Today in business, dancing in the street. Kenyan capital emerges as social media and content creation hub. In Kenya, where white-collar jobs seem increasingly elusive, young people are turning to content creation and photography to make a living. Leveraging technology, many are tapping into social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube to stay ahead. On Sundays, groups of young people can be seen gathering with cameras, dancing in coordinated moves before uploading their content to these platforms. With 35% of Kenya's population aged between 15 and 34, the United Nations estimates that 67% of this demographic is unemployed. For 22-year-old Vincent Otieno, content creation offers him and his group of six dancers from Nairobi's slums a crucial income stream. They earn money through tips from fans on TikTok and advertisements on YouTube, as well as performing at parties. On average, each group member makes around $120 per month. We post on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube where we make around $100 in a month, which is better than nothing, Otieno explains. The dynamic trio of 20-year-olds Angeline Mwema, Trisha Panji, and Cecilia Niambura have been creating content on TikTok for a year. Angeline, still a college student, expresses doubts about finding a white-collar job after graduation. "It's better I do these videos and I get something than just staying idle and I am not getting something and at the end of the day, maybe I might graduate, yes, and I won't get a job. So, I better do these videos and I get something," she says. Together, the trio makes $600 a month, interacting with fans who give them monetary gifts. Meanwhile, 25-year-old dancer Mark Maranga, who holds a degree in nursing and public health, turned to social media content creation after struggling to find a job. For him, the platform offers not only income but also a way to avoid social vices. "Instead of indulging in activities like stealing and robbery, but now it has helped most of the youths, they engage in these activities of dancing and now they have to get something. With the help of the money, the few cash they get, they can go and feed their families," he says. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.